This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The trial of Saddam Hussein resumed today in Baghdad after a two-week break for Iraq's parliamentary elections. The former Iraqi dictator showed up for today's proceedings and sat quietly in his chair as witness to a 1982 massacre in the town of Dujail, provided testimony. Saddam boycotted the previous court session on December 7th. We'll learn more about the elections in a moment, but first we go to Baghdad to talk about the trial, where NPR's Jamie Terabay has been monitoring it. Hello.
Good morning.
So earlier in the month, Saddam Hussein told the court to go to hell. Is the fact that he's in the court today mean he's cooperating with the proceedings?
Yes, Renee, he is back in court. The last time he had that outburst and told the judge to go to hell, he said he wasn't going to return another day because he wasn't happy with the conditions that he was being kept in. He'd complained that he'd had to wear the same clothes for 3 days and generally didn't get to rest and exercise and do all those things that he wanted to do. So he said he wasn't going to return, and he didn't. But he's now back in court. We saw him walk in. He smiled. He greeted everyone, and he seemed to be in a good mood. He had a copy of the Quran with him and a pen and a paper, which was something that he'd complained about previously about not receiving in earlier court sessions.
And what is taking place in court today?
Well, the beginning of today's session was wrapped up again in legalities. We've seen it nearly every time the court has resumed. The chief judge has had to go through these different motions submitted by the defense that challenge the court's legitimacy. This time again, Chief Judge Rizgar Muhammad Amin shot down the motions, and he called the first witness of the day. The man was called Ali Al-Haidari, and he's the brother of the first live witness who testified in court on December 5th. Al-Haidari, like his brother, talked about the role Saddam and the other defendants played in this massacre of Dujail in 1982. He gave a graphic testimony about being beaten and seeing his family taken away and interrogated. He's one of a number of witnesses we've seen during this trial who've come forward. Some have been identified, some spoke from behind a screen, and they've all given very emotional and some very graphic testimony, and we've heard similar words today.
And the trial has been plagued with delays, interruptions, other problems since it began on October 19th.
Yes, much of the complaining has come from the defense side. Two of the defense lawyers have been killed. One fled the country and quit the team. I mean, just the last time the court adjourned, Khalil Dulaimi, who is the chief lawyer, and members of the team were harassed and threatened at Baghdad airport by people who are actually going to board the plane with them. And so those people were removed and the plane was allowed to leave with Dulaimi. But this is just one example of the team complaining that they don't have adequate security. They've been complaining about this a lot. There's also been a lot of criticism against the chief judge, who seems to defer to Saddam, and he allows him to address the court in the way that he has been. You know, the sorts of things that would never be tolerated elsewhere. The idea, you know, that a defendant can tell a judge to go to hell and not be hauled out by police, and that's drawing a lot of criticism here.
And Jamie, the other big news in Iraq, of course, is yesterday's release of election results. And although they're only preliminary, there are already calls for the vote to be held again.
Yes, especially in Baghdad. Baghdad is the most hotly contested. There are more candidates running here than there are anywhere else. And the main Sunni group is questioning the numbers. There's at least a million votes that are between them and the winning Shiite alliance that got more than half the vote. So they're calling for the vote in Baghdad especially to be rerun.
Thank you very much. NPR's Jamie Terabay speaking from Baghdad.